Those who have come to order, members, please vote to signify your presence. The roll shows 16 members present. Senator Terrio is excused. Please stand for the invocation by the chaplain, Senator McGuire.
As respecting all of the faiths of the members here today, we pray you, dear Lord, that you watch over all of us as we continue this deliberative process in which the citizens of Alaska have invested so much trust in us to do. There are difficult moments and moments where we want to lose our temper and run the other way, but what we're asking is that you continue to watch over us and invest us with that strength that so many of us derive from you every day. And please bless our families that are at home, waiting our arrival anxiously. Give them faith and your guidance to see us through. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Senator Fritsch, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, and indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sorry, Senator Fritsch. Will Secretary please certify the journal? I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 27th legislative day.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal as certified by the Senate Secretary be approved.
Without objection, the journal as certified by the Senate Secretary is approved. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
And the prayer will be spread on the journal. Are there guests for introduction today? Introduction of guests. Senator Elton.
Thank you, Madam President. I don't know their names, but they're some of the nicest people in the gallery today, and because I spent a lot of time talking to them.
Yes.
I'd like the body to recognize that we have some guests from out of town, from Southern California, from Minnesota, and from Illinois. They're in the gallery behind me, and if you could make them feel welcome.
Messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor, Madam President.
Messages from the House.
I have no messages from the House.
Communications.
The following is on file. State of Illinois, House Resolution Number 1325, encouraging each state legislature throughout the United States and its territories to participate annually in a tribute to those Americans who have made the ultimate sacrifice to guarantee our freedom. From the Illinois House of Representatives, 95th General Assembly. I have no further communications.
No reports of standing committees?
There are no standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions?
I have no Senate resolutions for introduction.
Introduction of Senate bills?
I have no Senate bills for introduction.
Daily calendar? Unfinished business? Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Madam President. Members have on their desks Senate citation calendar. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate citation calendar be taken up at this time as a special order of business.
Without objection, we'll take up this calendar.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's citation calendar be adopted.
Without objection, the citation on today's calendar will be adopted. Is adopted. Is there further unfinished business? Announcements. Special orders. Brief at ease. Senator, we'll come back to order. Senator Stedman.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we roll back the calendar to announcements.
Without objection, we're under announcements.
Bill Finance Committee today will, pending referral, have finance tomorrow on the appropriation bill. Stay tuned.
Time to be announced.
Time to be announced.
Further announcements. That brings us back to adjournment.
There are special orders. I move that the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Wednesday, August 6th.
Adjournment until 11 a.m.